This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Hurricane Milton. I'm Michelle Franzen. Milton churning off into the Atlantic after the hurricane ravaged both coasts of Florida yesterday. The storm making landfall last night as a Category 4 just south of Tampa, sparing the city the worst from the storm surge. Police Chief John Cosby in Bradenton Beach says there's damage, but it could have been much worse.
We're seeing a lot of wind damage. Roofs have been compromised. We've had some structures that were compromised. They blew off the stilts.
In St. Lucie County, at least five are dead after tornadoes tore through neighborhoods. President Biden and Florida's governor spoke by phone earlier.
The White House says DeSantis told the president they're still assessing the damage across the state, and he thanked the president for the extensive federal support to prepare for and respond to the storm. President Biden reiterated to DeSantis he'll provide any support the state needs to speed up the response and recovery. Karen Travers, ABC News. The White House.
More than 3 million customers without power. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tonight, the La Crosse City Council will review a proposal that would create a city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor's office, such as creating a city budget. The new position would pay a salary of just under $200,000. A committee approved the measure 3-1 last week. Earlier this week, Shondell Washington Spivey, a former La Crosse school board member and community leader, announced he was running for mayor. Current Mayor Mitch Reynolds has not yet announced re-election plans. Onalaska's Common Council met this week to hold a public hearing on its Live Ona 2040 plan, as well as to consider changes to benefits and pay for police officers. The comprehensive plan, which covers development, housing, and other issues, passed unanimously. The compensation adjustments for police officers also passed, which moves up the scheduled raises for the officers from next July to January and allows for carrying over unused paid time off into next year. Police officers said they have not been able to take time off due to staffing shortages. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Dobbs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day today under mostly sunny skies with unseasonable highs climbing to the upper 70s. Got a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour shoving us there. And as clouds increase tonight, low temperatures stay mild, hovering near 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. We'll talk about the FBI's failure to probe the 4500 Justice Kavanaugh tips, plus the fallout from Hurricane Milton. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer. It is Thursday, October 10th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along at 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Beautiful day in Wisconsin, at least here in Madison, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommer's lovely, lovely weather, and it's going to be continuing that way for several days, it looks like.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Me too. Cannot wait. Going to be a big show for you today. Action-packed, as they say, or jam-packed, perhaps. Lots of great folks joining us. Your phone calls as well. Coming up here at the bottom of this hour, former Wisconsin Attorney General, Republican J.B. Van Hollen, and also former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Democrat Mandela Barnes. How about that? Republican, Democrat coming on to talk about election integrity, joining a group of a bipartisan group to let people know, look, Wisconsin elections have been and continue to be free, fair, and accurate. Looking forward to have the former Attorney General and former Lieutenant Governor at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, at the top of the hour, going to talk and catch up with our friend and one of the producers of the great, I call it the film of the fall, Kelly Call. Going to be joining us live via StreamYard, talking about an update on the movie Just a Bit Outside. As it turns out, Mr. Zommers, tonight, for some people, tonight turns out to be the last opportunity to see this great film.
And, you know, if you're one of those people, you should seize that opportunity.
You should absolutely seize it. And so here now, on this Thursday, here are the locations that the film is closing. And I would encourage you to go on marcustheaters.com or to justabitoutsidethemovie.com because check out the times. Because I was going to go last night. And it turned out here in Madison, the film is only showing during the day and the afternoon. So there was no longer an evening showing left. But here now, check out these locations tonight. This is today and tonight. Last opportunity to see Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers in Appleton, Cedarburg, Delafield, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Hartford, Janesville, Madison, Menominee Falls, Oshkosh, Racine, Rhinelander, and Sheboygan. If you live in one of those communities, today and perhaps tonight, depending upon your location, last opportunity to see the film of the fall. Again, highest rating, higher than instead of tomatoes. Now, I guess they use popcorn bowls. I don't know. But here's the important thing. It's the highest rated film in terms of viewer enjoyment right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's currently in theaters, yeah.
It's currently in theaters. So it's and it's going up against these big national films. It's the little film that could, just like the 82 Milwaukee Brewers.
It's really a magical moment of just the right people at the right time to get this incredibly emotional story onto the screen.
And if you need some salve, some balm over being a little salty, the fact that the New York Mets beat Philadelphia last night and are going to the National League Championship Series. Four games away from the World Series, the Mets are, and the Brewers were two outs away from beating the Mets. So if you're a little salty about that, I'm with you. Make yourself feel better. Go to just a bit outside tonight, closing in several places across the state, but still open in others, and also opening, or open last week, and continuing, I believe, in theaters in the Upper Peninsula. So folks that might be listening in Park Falls area up there in northern Wisconsin, you can go across the border up to UP, check out this film, and I believe we're going to be talking about a major city getting this film.
Oh, really?
I'll let Kelly talk about that. Kelly Call joining us just after 1 o'clock to talk about this great new film, Just a Bit Outside. And then at 1:30, really looking forward to this as well. I said action-packed. Dr. Amy Rosebro, she is a state archaeologist and telling us this great informative story of an indigenous canoe that was brought up from, I believe it was Lake Mendota. But she'll correct me if I'm wrong. And a lot of history here, hitherto unknown facts, as my former teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say. She'll tell us that and also maybe tell us a connection with Native American spiritualism coming up at 1:30. So at every single minute, you don't want to miss it today, Zomer.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one of those days where we're just very fortunate to have a lot of great people join us. I want to start the program today asking this question because I'm genuinely interested. Again, I've said this before in this program. I'm trying to be more like Ted Lasso. Be curious and not judgmental. So the question I have for you today, I would encourage all of you to call in and weigh in. Do you trust your local poll workers? I'm not talking about people in faraway cities or municipalities. I'm not talking about your opinion in other places. I'm asking the question where you vote. I don't care whether it's in Milwaukee, Green Bay, the town of Bloom in southwest Wisconsin and Richland County, in Eau Claire and Amory and Superior. Your local place where you go in and cast your ballot for school board races, for city council, and yes, all the way to president, the place where you cast your vote. Do you trust your local poll workers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. Also, text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it for free. It takes less than a minute, actually. It's free. The Civic Media app, you can find it on your Android or Apple app device. Do you trust your local poll worker? 855-752-4842. Rob, listening in Richland Center on WRCE via Facebook, says, yes, I absolutely trust our local poll workers. Carrie, listening in Tosa via WMDX, says, yes, 100%. Do you trust your local poll workers? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm genuinely curious because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to former Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, a Republican, and former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Two guys who, you know, can be partisan like most politicians. Very distinct viewpoints on policy. But here they are appearing today and part of this larger group that's talking about the trust that Wisconsinites should have in elections based on their experience in state government. Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, weighing in via Facebook. Great Milwaukee Brewer logo, by the way, Mr. Perry. He says 100% I trust the poll workers. Do you trust your poll workers? Your local poll where you select and cast your ballot. 855-752-4842 off the text line. Someone calling in on WMDX line in Sun Prairie says, Sun Prairie polls, Sun Prairie, suburb here in Dane County, have always felt trustworthy to me. Zach, who is in Sun Prairie, says, absolutely trust the poll workers. Another caller on WMDX here in Madison, I have never doubted a poll worker anywhere I've lived. I currently live in Adams County, and I am very much the minority party here. Megan listening in Sun Prairie, who is more trustworthy? Name one person or organization that's more dedicated, says John living on Willie Street here in Madison. Len listening in Madison on WMDX, yeah. Yes, I have no reason to distrust them. Do you trust your local poll workers? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Rob, sorry about that. Give us a call back, Rob, in beautiful Port Edwards there. We have Whistler on the line, listening in Richland Center on WRCE in the old hometown. Whistler, do you trust your poll worker?
You betcha. I've been living in the same spot here in Richland Center for... Oh, since 75, and local poll workers have always been very, very helpful and honest and just kind, loving people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, 100%.
Appreciate it, Whistler. Thanks for listening to us in the old hometown, WRCE in Richland Center. Let's go to beautiful Brookfield in southeast Wisconsin. Jim, listening on WAUK in Brookfield. Jim, do you trust your poll worker?
Yes, definitely, 100%. These are individuals that work for little or no pay, mostly volunteers. They're hardworking, they're honest, they're polite. They do put in, like I say, the long hours, and I've always felt 100% confident that there's no shenanigans. These are honest, forthright people that are doing a service for all of us. They should be commended rather than questioned, you know, their integrity.
Completely agree, Jim. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. Jim in beautiful Brookfield, a larger municipality. Back to the text line. Sean, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Sean, he calls himself the other UPS guy in Richland. All our UPS guys are great, right? And gals. Listening along with Matt, I'm sure. Sean, the other UPS guy in RC, says, I live in Dodgeville in Iowa County, just kind of west of Dane County in beautiful southwest Wisconsin. Dodgeville, a great community. Says 100%. Trust the poll workers. Carolyn, listening in Heartland, Wisconsin, via WAUK, says, absolutely trust them in Heartland. Liz, asking the question, do you trust your local poll worker? Liz, listening in Saukville on WAUK, says, I voted on the official election day and early at my municipal clerk's office. I trust my local poll workers 100%. Carolyn, listening in Heartland, on WMDX, I do trust them. They live in my neighborhood. They're good people. That's a great point. They live in my neighborhood, she says. Alice, listening in beautiful Cudahy, Wisconsin, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, says, we saw it last week. So great and beautifully edited.
Yeah,
oh, that's the movie. That's the movie for Just a Bit Outside. Well, save that one, Zomers. We'll let Kelly call, though. Absolutely. Come on back. We're talking about, do you trust your local poll worker? It seems like most people, if not everyone, does. Then where is the distrust coming from? We'll discuss it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, October 10th, 2024. Question we're asking is, do you trust your local poll worker, not people in faraway lands, not other municipalities over the hill or down the road? The people that you see every election for school board in the spring or for attorney general or lieutenant governor in the fall, do you trust your local school or do you trust your local poll worker? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Coming up here after the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by two people from Democracy Defense Project. Former Republican State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who are part of this group, Democracy Defense Project, talking about why people should have confidence in Wisconsin elections in a bipartisan manner. Andrew watching us on YouTube. And by the way, for those that usually watch us on YouTube, we understand something, the gremlins are in the system. Something, I got more texts last night, Zomers, about this. People who normally watch us on the Todd Allball Show and subscribe to the Todd Allball Show YouTube page, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Something has happened. We don't know what. We're working on it to restore that page. But in the meantime, if you usually watch us on YouTube, you can watch us on the Civic Media YouTube page as well.
And hopefully we can shoo the gremlins out and get her back up.
We're working on it. You can also watch us on Facebook, on both the Todd Allball Show and the Civic Media page on Facebook. And the kind of the same deal on the Twitter, now X. You can watch us on the Civic Media Twitter page, or whatever you want to call it.
Or the 92.7 WMDX.
Or 92.7 WMDX. So we appreciate you sticking with us. We appreciate you following us around. Of course, terrestrial radio works really well too, or the Civic Media app on the first 12 stations there that come up across the state of Wisconsin. Andrew in Maine, though, watching on YouTube says, I trust the poll workers as much as I trust Todd to promote Wisconsin-based sports documentaries.
Thank you. Right there.
Thank you, Andrew. And Tony says, nailed it, Andrew, on YouTube as well. We appreciate that. You know, I think there's and again, we got both of them going on. We got the former attorney general and former lieutenant governor here coming up. And then at the top of the hour, of course, Kelly Call, one of the producers of Just a Bit Outside, the great sports documentary, The Film of the Fall.
We also, we got a really good question from Andrew in Maine. He says, Are you aware of any visual presentations that walk folks through the voting process, from checking in and being given a ballot, the voting booth, the counting machine, and through the counting process, show voters how their votes are tabulated, who's involved, and how secure it is? I don't, but that's a really good idea.
It's a great observation, Andrew.
I bet there are some. We'll have to take a look at that.
We're trying to put together a show before Election Day where we have a couple of clerks come in and walk us through this, what you just said. Because I've known people all my life who are poll workers, having worked in politics a long time. You kind of, you know, you understand how these things work. And I think some of the most undervalued, underrated, underthanked workers in our communities are poll workers. It's a long job. They have to go through a lot of training now. There's supervision. Things have to be done a certain way. And because of doubt being cast in the process, which is illegitimate, by the way, there's no basis for this doubt. Now poll workers are having an even tougher burden to carry because, they're sitting there going, these are mostly retired teachers, retired, firefighters, retired cops in some places. Great folks in our communities, or people who give up, who are still working, who take vacation or give up a day of work or more to do this for us. People don't just show up at a polling place and say, okay, here are a bunch of ballots, give them out when they come in. It's not anywhere like that. And the opportunity to commit voter fraud in Wisconsin is enormously low. And it's been proven time and time and time again that it does not happen on a large scale that would affect any sort of outcome in any elections. And so that's why I ask you, because I'm just curious. I'm curious. Because everybody, we haven't had one person yet that says they don't trust their local poll worker. So if everybody trusts their local poll worker, where are these quote-unquote dishonest poll workers coming from? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Listening in on WMDX here in Madison, Eric in McFarland says, trust my poll worker, I don't have much choice. I'm married to one. Well, there you go. Eric knows for sure. He absolutely knows for sure. Also on WMDX, let's see here. Can we scroll that up? Mark from the SAC, by the way, listening on WMDX, says just a simple yes. He trusts his poll worker. Let's see here. This person texting in on WMDX says, I'm going to be out of town for the next election. And I asked my poll worker in the town of Sun Prairie how and when I can vote early, and they gave me more information than I ever needed. I trust our poll workers 100%. Troy, listening in Mount Horror, by the way, our grand prize winner in that Just a Bit Outside text to win contest, says, I am one. So yes, I do. He trusts himself. See, I knew I liked Troy and his wife when we met him down there in Waukesha for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside. Poll workers are great people. Some of the most trustworthy people that I know. And we talk about people as we should. People like our EMS, our firefighters, our law enforcement, our teachers, who give service to our community. Our sanitation workers, our mail delivery people, our private delivery people like our UPS folks, FedEx and the like, Amazon. All these people are doing services for us so that we can go about our lives. And oftentimes we don't think about what they actually do. We don't think about the time that poll workers put in, the sacrifices that they make to ensure that Wisconsin elections are fair, safe, and accurate. Going to come back, talk to Republican J.B. Van Hollen and Democrat Mandela Barnes on the other side. Democracy Defense Project, they will break it down. They've been there. They know. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
California has confirmed bird flu cases in many herds in the state. But as we come into the fall weather, that's not the only issue they're worried about. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Zach Bowers, a dairy market analyst with EverAg, explains what California is looking at as we head into these cooler months.
We're three, four weeks into touchdown in California, and we went from, you know, one dairy site to now confirmed 93. You talk to people there, you're definitely in the hundreds on sites that have the bird flu. And I think what's interesting about California, obviously, is it's hitting them at a time where you've got triple digit heat during the day, cools off down towards the, you know, 60s, 70s at night. So this is typically a time where they're dealing with pneumonia already. And then you're going to throw a respiratory influenza on top of that.
Bowers says here in Wisconsin, we're going to want to keep an eye on what's going on with the California milk market, as it might affect our markets here. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guests talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now, listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and make sure you download our app, The Farm, and you can download that at thefarmwi.com. Now let's take a look at the markets from Chicago. A bit of a mixed bag as we look at the markets today, with December corn down 1.25 cents at 419.75. And November soybeans are also down 4.5 cents at 10.15¾. December wheat is up 2¾, though, at 6.01¾. And July new crop wheat is up 1.5 cents at 6.43. Class 3 milk contracts for November are down 17 cents at 20.98 a hundredweight, where December contracts are up 2 cents at 20.68 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A gorgeous day today under mostly sunny skies with unseasonable highs climbing to the upper 70s. Got a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, shoving us there. And as clouds increase tonight, low temperatures stay mild, hovering near 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, October 10th, 2024. But asking the question the last half an hour, do you trust your local poll workers? Not the people down the road or from the far off. The people that you see in the spring and the fall, do you trust your local poll workers? Joshua, listening in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau on WXCO, says, quote, I had to go talk to the clerk about something, and they went above and beyond checking if I was registered and got me an absentee ballot in case I needed it. Absolutely trust them, unquote. We've taken about, what do you think, Zomers? 25, 30 between texts and phone calls.
Around there, yeah.
Every single person trusts their local poll workers. Here to talk about voting and about how it applies to Wisconsin, very honored to have two members of the Democracy Defense Project, former Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who served as the state AG from 2007 until 2015, a Republican, and Mandela Barnes, former Democratic Lieutenant Governor under Tony Evers during his first term. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for taking time to join us from your respective places around Wisconsin on this beautiful Thursday edition. I want to start off by saying I have the unique position as a 30-year Republican who left the party in 2011 of having voted for and supported both JB and having voted for and supported Mandela. So bipartisanship has broken out already. But gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time to be here.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you guys. Let's just start really quickly. For people who, you know, have voted for both of you or either one of you over the years, kind of wondering, yeah, I think people always wonder what happens to people after they're no longer on the ballot. First of all, Attorney General Van Hollen, what have you been up to these days?
Well, very good things happen when you're no longer on the ballot. I think Mandela and I agree on that. I've actually been kicking back. I moved back up to northern Wisconsin where I'm from, and I've mostly retired. I'm doing more philanthropic work like this and enjoying life a little bit, looking forward to and enjoying the fact that I don't have members of either side of the political aisle complaining about me.
And former Lieutenant Governor Barnes, yourself, since you left office, what have you been up to?
I may be more deep in it now, to be honest with you. But this is certainly an important project. I'm honored to have a chance to work with the former Attorney General because, quite frankly, our democracy is in jeopardy. There are too many people who are calling into question election results. And as you mentioned, local poll workers and asking the question if people trust them. And I'm certainly grateful that you shared the example of the person who had an incredible experience with a poll worker who went above and beyond. And honestly, that is the norm. That is more often than not how things go. But their integrity has been called into question by, nefarious actors. And we as former statewide elected officials are talking to folks in our own respective parties and the broader audience of people who aren't really dialed into the partisan politics, but unfortunately catch wind of disinformation. And we're doing everything we can to promote the integrity of elections and talk about how secure our elections are run here in the state of Wisconsin.
Lieutenant Governor, talk to us a little bit about, because this group, Democracy Defense Project, it's yourself and the former Attorney General, of course, and we're happy to have you guys here. In full disclosure, my former boss, Republican U.S. Representative Scott Klug, is also a part of this, and former Wisconsin Democratic State Party Chair Mike Tate. How did this come about, and how the heck do you get the political lambs to lay down the political lions over this cause? Go ahead, so, Mandela.
Okay. This came about because of the very immediate need for us to protect democracy and to also, protect the integrity of our election and our poll workers who show up for work, whether it's every day in clerk's offices or on election day, as volunteers to make sure that our elections are run smoothly. And this is an effort that's taking place in a number of states across the country. Wisconsin, given the political importance of it all, was certainly an ideal place to have it. But the way that you get this sort of bipartisan collaboration is, one, you have people who aren't in office anymore, but two, people who care about the root of the elections that we have run in ourselves, whether we've won or whether we've lost. And that root is, again, the cause of democracy. And if elections are called into question, that throws everything into chaos. I lost my race by 1 point, could have easily taken a different route and said, oh, no, well, something unfair certainly must have happened for me to lose by such a narrow margin. And, you know, you have to face reality of the voters. And there's so much hubris right now where people feel as if there's no way that they could ever be unsuccessful in election because everybody must be in love with them for them to have gotten into a campaign in the first place, which, you know, which is the first indicator that person shouldn't be in office in the first place.
Right. Former Attorney General Van Hollen, you know, I left the party in 2011 over what I considered, seen in a caucus where they were talking about so-called voter ID bills. In my opinion, it was voter suppression. That was my personal choice. I was in Ripon, Wisconsin last week when former Congresswoman Liz Cheney was there, of course, with the vice president to endorse her. Do you still consider yourself a Republican?
Very much so. Matter of fact, I've always considered myself a fairly extreme, if you will, conservative Republican. And I think people would realize that if I ever served in or ran for a policymaking type of position. But I've always been in law enforcement, and I've always thought that the rule of law needed to prevail. And in law enforcement, my job was to interpret and enforce the law, do it with objectivity. And so because of that, and because of being in groups like this, there are some who have misinterpreted me as not being conservative enough. But it's me doing the job of the office that I ran for.
I think that's really interesting. I give you both credit. And I guess, because where I came from politically, I would give you a little bit more credit, Attorney General Van Hollen, just because I think it's really hard to still be a Republican and do what you're doing. And what you just said there, when you say you consider yourself a very conservative Republican, I mean, maybe at one time, but when I was voting for you, it was what you said. You were tough on crime. You put bad people away. You wanted people prosecuted for crimes when they were convicted for it and to keep Wisconsinites safe. I don't think that's extreme. I think that's the job of an attorney general. But when you say extreme conservatism today, to your point, I think a lot of people hear that and say, in Liz Cheney's, I'm paraphrasing, that means complete loyalty to Donald Trump and Trumpism, regardless of what the election results are.
Well, and I think that's one of the problems with the labels that people get. You know, me being conservative has to do with believing in limited government, believing in local control, believing in the rule of law. Some of these things, it doesn't mean, despite the fact I'm pro-life, it doesn't mean being pro-life. It doesn't mean being pro-gun, even though I am. It's a set of principles and beliefs, not a loyalty to a given candidate, such as President Trump, or a loyalty necessarily to the position of certain party leaders. So, you know, sometimes you're not going to agree with people who are doing things for purely partisan reasons that aren't necessarily the right way to do things. So you can have conservative principles, but not necessarily being one of those people who believe that they have to follow the leaders of their given party all the time.
And Lieutenant Governor, I didn't mean that as a slight, by the way, saying that JB got more credit. I guess just from being a former Republican, I guess I just think in today's world, it's tougher for people that still say, hey, you know, however, I'm not putting words in your mouth, JB, but I mean, I'm still the same person. Maybe some people in the party changed. But I think for you, Lieutenant Governor, I voted for you because you were, again, in my opinion, a person who wanted to uphold the rule of law, like fair elections. And I think you got painted as something that, you know, the whole thing, you know, about soft on crime and all this crap. I thought that was very unfair politically, but, you know, elections, I guess, are never fair. But to both of your credits, Lieutenant Governor, despite the outcome of you losing by a fraction of the vote, you never cried wolf or foul and you maintained democracy.
Oh, for sure. And I definitely didn't take that as a slight when you said that the attorney general gets more credit there, because there is honestly a much bigger risk for Republicans, it feels like, to, you know, talk about democracy. People have been ostracized. You brought up Liz Cheney. I mean, she was primaried out of her congressional seat because there was only so much she could take. And so I, you know, join you in applauding the former attorney general in stepping up and saying enough is enough, because the law should be applied equally. It shouldn't come down to what your political leanings are. It should come down to the bare facts. And that's what this is about.
So talk about a little bit what you're doing with the Democracy Defense Project, appearing on shows like this. Are you having forums? I know you did a WisPolitics forum, first Lieutenant Governor and then Attorney General.
Yeah, so doing interviews like this, just getting as much, getting this into as many conversations as possible. It could be radio interviews, TV interviews, it could be forums, it could be smaller things. I think I'm actually getting, I think we're trying to get a visit to a senior facility on the books, because they were interested in this conversation about democracy. We're talking about people who, you know, were. If we're talking about the senior facility in particular, we're talking about folks who didn't always experience the hyperpartisan nature of our politics. And, you know, these are folks who've had Republican friends that, you know, they talked about, you know, everything with, including politics, and were able to have a civil discussion, and folks who would like to see us get back closer to that point in time.
Former Lieutenant Attorney General Van Hollen, you were the state's top cop. In your own words, you're a conservative, you don't mess around, you're a law and order guy. In all of your time in office in Wisconsin, did you ever see extreme cases of voter fraud that would have changed the outcome of an election?
You know, it's not really what we're here to talk about. I think I did, which is why I was such a strong supporter of voter ID, because I saw a number of cases where I think voter ID would have corrected the problem, or most cases where it should have. Whether you believed in it or not, now we have voter ID, and there's a lot less basis for complaint anymore, which helps our cause, both myself and Lieutenant Governor, in saying we have free and fair elections with great integrity. And there are very few flaws, I believe, in the system anymore. One place where there really isn't even an accused flaw is people's votes being counted if they cast them. And that's really what our coalition is about, talking about, is encouraging people to vote, because there's very little in the way of allegations that my vote was cast, but it didn't count. Most of the allegations, whether true or not, are somebody voted who wasn't entitled to. And with all of the talk of voter fraud, stolen elections, and it comes from both sides of the aisle, it's certainly the most vocal and most recent by President Trump, but with all of those allegations, we don't want people to say, oh, geez, my vote's not going to count anyway, I'm staying home. Mm-hmm. Because if people have a lot of ways to cast their ballots, and if they cast their ballot, it's almost assuredly going to be counted. Our election workers do a phenomenal job. They take a bipartisan approach to it. And we want to make sure that people aren't dissuaded from voting.
In this story, looking at the Wisconsin Examiner, you were asked whether or not you thought there was going to be a controversy after this election. You said, quote, no. I really believe Trump's going to win, and I believe that based on that he's not going to be screaming about voter fraud, and he's the voice of voter fraud, and he's not the voice of voter fraud out there. I join in our mutual friend Brian Shimmy, the chair of the Republican Party, saying, I wish the former president would talk about policy. Unfortunately, Attorney General Van Hollen, Trump has not done that. I mean, he continues to perpetuate the lie about the 2020 election. I mean, you agree that he lost the 2020 election, right?
I do agree that he lost the 2020 election, if for no other reason than because that's what the vote tallies said. You know, much like Lieutenant Governor Barnes says, maybe he could have come out after his close election and shown that he should have won. But under the system we have in place, he did not win, and he honored that. So if you want to complain about the system and you want to try to change the system and things along those lines, by all means, work on that, you know, get elected, hire coalitions, do whatever you can to try to change the way the system is. But under the system that we have, he lost that election.
I want to come back. We're right up against the clock here. I want to come back and spend the next portion of this with former Attorney General Van Hollen and former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, talking about how elections work in Wisconsin and why we can trust that the outcome in a couple of 3 weeks here will be safe and secure. Back with J.B. Van Hollen, Mandela Barnes. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to Across Wisconsin. to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee Air on Air.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour 2, Kelly Call, one of the producers of Just, had been outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And then at 1:30, Amy Rosebro from Wisconsin Historical Society, archaeologist, talking about unearthing indigenous canoes in Dane County. Quick poll, former Attorney General Van Hollen, Lieutenant Governor Barnes, have you seen Just a Bit Outside? Have you seen?
I have not.
Have you seen the movie?
I have not, but I saw the movie Major League. It's fantastic. I'm a huge fan of the Brewers. I'm a huge fan of Euchre.
Go see this movie. It's fantastic. If it's a great documentary. All right, there's my plug. There's my
I'll check it out.
And I get no money for it. I've seen it a couple, three times. It's a great film. More importantly, we're here to talk to the former Attorney General and former Lieutenant Governor about poll workers, about democracy, and why voters in Wisconsin can trust their elections. Start with you, former Lieutenant Governor Barnes. Talk to us just at the 30,000-foot level. What is the process that Wisconsinites have to go through to vote and the poll workers do? Just tell people why they can trust our elections.
So I'll say that poll workers in Wisconsin do have to go through training. You don't just show up and walk in and say, I'm going to be a poll worker. Although you could and should, because you will then get the training to do the job effectively. And so there's the inspector training also that takes place, and that happens every 2 years. And this training is provided by the municipal clerks. And the municipal clerks part is important because, trust me, administering an election is difficult and stressful enough as it is. The last thing they want are people who are not able to effectively do the job. So being able to go in there, get the training that is required, it's not a cumbersome process, but in terms of legalities, in terms of the oath or the what you have to agree to be a poll worker. I mean, there are extensive measures in place to ensure that integrity is maintained in these elections. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I've known people who are poll workers in my family. My mom was one of them for many years. And correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody's going in a dark room and counting ballots by themselves. I mean, there is
In fact, the room is very bright.
Right.
Because most poll workers I know have to pull off the readers, right. And they pull off the readers and they require enough light to see those tallies at the end of the receipt.
But there's other people around. It's a very open process. You know, that there's checklists, you know, so it's, I'm so glad.
The chief inspectors are also certified by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And right. These are folks who, again, do not want that stress, don't want to lose their job. So they're going to, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have.
But there are very tight ships that are run.
Yes, 100%.
I've been there at the end of a night. You know, I've had friends who were running for office and we were trying to collect numbers. And it is a tight ship.
It is. Former Attorney General Van Hollen, talk a little bit, speaking of polls, different kind of poll. I know you guys have looked at this. We asked this question today. Do you, the listener, trust your local poll workers? But you guys have done your own research on this.
Yeah, our group went into the field with a poll on a lot of different election-related issues to see what the general public opinion is in Wisconsin. And the bottom line is what you've heard today with your callers is what we heard in the polling. People trust in their local polling officials, but they have a mistrust in the ones that aren't their local ones. You know, I trust in my polling officials, but I don't trust in my neighbors. So the ones they're more familiar with, the localities, the people involved, they trust. But because of probably allegations out there of problems with voting, they figured the problem must exist somewhere, and so it must exist somewhere else. The reality is, to piggyback a little bit on what Lieutenant Governor just said, we have bipartisan poll workers. What people have to be aware of is it's not like a Democrat district has just Democrats in there and a Republican district has just Republicans in there. It's not the case. They're there from both parties and everybody's there to be able to observe, to be able to participate in the process, which gives great credibility to the polling places. And I think, as you mentioned about one caller pointed out, most municipal clerks will be more than happy to walk you through the process and show you how it's done to give you more faith in the procedure.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Attorney General Van Hollen, because you're right. Each location, they have to find a certain percentage of people that identify as Republicans, a certain percentage that identify as Democrats. So it's not one party running any polling place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand these things or aren't aware of these things. For instance, in our poll, a lot of people said they would be more comfortable with the election process if A, B, or C were done. Well, we know that A, B, and C are already being done.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of protections out there that people just aren't aware of. And if they were aware of everything, they'd have a lot more confidence.
I want to give each of you about 30 seconds to close as two former, and I will still say state leaders because of what you're doing in this. First of all, Republican J.B. Van Hollen, former Attorney General, what would you say to your friends and neighbors across Wisconsin about the integrity of voting in Wisconsin?
It is secure. Vote. The bottom line is what you may think about allegations from either side about voter integrity. There are very few, if any, allegations saying that if you cast a valid vote, that it's not going to count. So if you vote, whether it be absentee, whether it's early voting, whether you show up at the poll on election day, it's almost absolutely certain that your vote is going to count. The only way your candidate is going to get, let's say, screwed out of winning an election is if you don't show up and vote for that candidate.
Great point. Democrat Mandela Barnes, former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, what would you say to your friends and neighbors and supporters about voting integrity?
I'll say that there are so many checkpoints in place, whether it's by the Wisconsin Election Commission or poll workers at each individual polling location. All of our ballots are backed up by paper documentation, and we also have strict measures in place to ensure that people are who they say they are. Whether I agree with those provisions or not, they are in place, and those are the provisions that should cast away any doubt that people have in the process. So, our elections are stellar, and we have great people doing the work making that happen.
J.B. Vandella, Mandela Barnes, thank you so very much. A listener says thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.